Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com. Some of you will remember almost 4 years ago, I conducted the Santa Monica Symphony Orchestra. I conduct as a passion, as you know. I'm very involved in music, and I've been periodically conducting for much of my adult life. So I was given a real honor to conduct in the Disney Concert Hall, Santa Monica Symphony Orchestra, a Haydn Symphony. And there was a lot of blowback in Santa Monica. The former mayor said nobody should go. He preferred that his orchestra not raise any money than that a conservative be allowed to conduct his left-wing city's orchestra. The blowback was so severe that it was the first time in Disney Concert Hall history that a regional orchestra sold out a concert. The place, every single seat, was full. It was one of the most moving evenings of my life. And the attempt of the left to sabotage the evening failed 100%. I have something analogous happening that I just learned about this weekend. I'm scheduled to give a Mother's Day lecture in the Los Angeles area, actually in a place called La Cañada, and it is right by Glendale, very close to Pasadena. There's a new Chabad house. Chabad is this incredible organization with these houses that they're called all over the world, literally every state, and I don't know, 50, 60 countries. And they do great rehab work for with addicts. They reach out to the community. They provide Jews in the area with services. They're phenomenal people. I love them. And so I agreed to give this lecture. Listen to how controversial the lecture's topic is: creating moral leaders in children. I got to tell you, that'll really razzle the left. Unbelievably, the ad in the local La Cañada, that's the town, in the local La Cañada Facebook was taken down. They wouldn't allow Dennis Prager to be advertised by this Jewish group. So I have the rabbi who was the head of the Chabad of the Crescenta Valley, a brand new Chabad house, Rabbi Mendy Grossbaum. So, Rabbi, thank you for coming on, and thank you for inviting me for the Mother's Day lecture. Folks, if you want to attend, and this is another way to defeat the people who want to squelch all non-left thought, and it's a great lecture. It'll help you and your grandchildren, you and your children. It'll be good for children to hear. Go to DennisPrager.com and go to Where's Dennis? And get a ticket for the lecture. So, Rabbi, what happened?
Good morning, Dennis. Thanks so much for having me on. What happened was, like you said, we are, you know, so pleased to have you give a lecture in La Cañada. The topic that we chose was chosen for a reason, being that it's Mother's Day. We chose a topic that really everyone can appreciate, regardless of religion, affiliation, political background or leanings, and all sorts of those divisions. So the largest Facebook group in La Cañada is a group called La Cañada Parents, and it's really a fabulous group. I've been part of that group for a long time. Great posts and really informative posts and information about local happenings. So I posted the event onto that group, expecting loads of traction. You know, La Cañada is not an overly Jewish community, but being that the lecture is open for all, we expected quite a response, and there were crickets. You know, not too many responses. It seems like the post didn't get much traction. And like you said, Dennis, you know, past weekend we had the holiday of Passover, the end of Passover. So I kind of let it sit. I didn't do too much looking into it. I assumed maybe during the week people are busy. They're not really too in tune to the happenings on the group. So I let it sit there, and I waited till after the weekend. You know, my phone's off the entire holiday. I finally turn on my phone, and I don't see one update on the on Facebook. Not a like, not a click, not a ticket. And I thought something's up. So I scroll through the entire group, you know, a few scrolls down, looking for the event, and sure enough, it's gone. So so I messaged the admins of the group, you know, three very nice people. You know, as we discussed, Dennis, you know, I met one of them in person. She seemed like a very fabulous person. But I messaged her, you know, very calmly, very nicely. You know, we have an event. I noticed that the event was removed. If you can please help me figure out what the reason for its removal was. And I sent that message to all three of the admins, and I received an answer that was quite alarming, let's just say. One of the admins messages me back. It's because it was with Dennis Prager, who runs hateful disinformation campaigns. I had another reply by another woman who said something along the lines of, we don't support propaganda, and, you know, Dennis Prager has hateful rhetoric, and... the messages went on and on. You know, we don't allow political propaganda posts or disinformation. The speaker is flagged on Wikipedia and many other facts and bias checking sites for both. And, you know, as a Chabad rabbi and as a rabbi in general, we try not to take sides. You know, I wasn't willing to get into the weeds and the details of whether her opinion was right or wrong. I simply said, you know, you're not the not everyone agrees, as the Talmud says, Ein deoteihen shavot, that a human being, every human being is different, both in their face and in their opinions and in their ideas. So I basically, you know, messaged her saying, you know, I appreciate your opinion, or, you know, I don't in this case, but for the sake of the 4,100 members of the group, you know, let's give them the option to choose for themselves. And
All right. So let me just tell. Okay. I know you have to go. You have to teach now. Please, folks, let's fight back. Go to Where's Dennis on my website. Dennis Prager here, and the real estate market is hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you're a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified with cash in hand. That's why you should contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers. Bankers, not brokers, so their team takes care of you personally from start to finish. In fact, you'll probably speak with either Andrew or Todd directly. Go online and fill out a few simple questions, and they can usually assess your situation right over the phone. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com, or 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172. My friends, what's happening in our schools? I'm reading to you Christopher Rufo's revelations about the Evanston-Skokie School District outside of Chicago. Perfect timing for this new documentary out at Salem Now, which is producing some really important films. SalemNow.com, the name of the movie, Whose Children Are They? Just out. Again, it's at salemnow.com. Deborah Flora is the producer. You can see her as well as hear her now. You can see her. My show is videoed now, has been for quite some time. Deborah Flora, congratulations on the film. Is it called a film or a documentary?
It is a documentary feature, and it is something, Dennis, it has been a labor of love or outrage for about 2 years. And we record over 120 hours of footage, over 80 interviews with brave teachers, bold parents, some students that have been willing to stand up, and frontline experts, exposing in a comprehensive way what is really going on in our schools today and what we can do about it.
What prompted you to get involved?
Great question. Well, about 3.5 years ago, I started Parents United America because I was one of those parents that realized that one of our most fundamental rights, the right to be the ultimate authority in our children's upbringing, was being threatened. They pushed comprehensive sex ed through on the very last day of the legislature in Colorado, despite hundreds of us standing up and testifying against it. I then introduced with a legislator sex ed curriculum transparency legislation, which was sent to the Kill Committee. And then that is when I realized that we were not being represented, we were being ignored. And the best thing that we could do would be to drag all of this into the light, to galvanize parents, children, grandparents, concerned citizens to stand together and push back on this. And that's what we've done, because it's a grassroots movement, and that's the way that real change is going to happen.
It's astonishing what they are doing to kids. So outside of the film itself, which everybody should see again, the question, the title is perfect. Whose children are they? They don't think that the parents are their children. The children do not belong to parents. They belong to schools. But, excuse me. I'm curious, what do you think animates them? Why would, as a woman, I'm asking you this because, or as a woman, you're being asked this, to be precise in English. How do you explain what goes against all of history's norm that women were the major protectors of children's innocence? And in America today, they're the major forces to remove innocence from children. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things, as you mentioned, the title, Whose Children Are They?, really is a nod to the crossroads that we're at today. What we're looking at is two worldviews, one that has been advanced by the teachers' unions for decades, which is that the children belong to the state. We know this is a Marxist view. It's what Marx said: from the moment that a child can be without their mother, they'll be in the care of the state. The Western Judeo-Christian view of Western civilization, and really the intrinsic view that everyone knows to be fundamentally true, is that it is the purview, the right, and the responsibility of parents to be the ultimate authority in their children's lives and upbringing. This is the crossroads that we're at. Those who are pushing this agenda are not the parents. It's actually the teachers' unions and their ideological partners. Because I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, you are a mom and a dad person. Everyone intrinsically knows that this is wrong. That's where we're seeing an uprising. That's why I'm encouraged. But our goal is this, you know, Dennis, as we've seen in history, many movements reach a certain point and then they dissipate. The reason why we did the documentary is to make sure that this movement of parents waking up reaches the tipping point, the critical mass to stop this Marxist agenda in our schools.
Again, you can see Whose Children Are They? At salemnow.com. And I'm proud of my company that syndicates me for making this film. How many teachers do you think don't agree with this?
You know, I think that there are a lot of teachers. This documentary is pro-teacher. I mean, the original golden triangle was teachers and parents standing together for the good of children. But what has happened is John Dewey, who was the father of modern education, he helped form the teachers' schools and colleges, and he was
a fan of the Soviet system. Did more damage to this country than any other single individual I know of.
Yes.
And very few people know that. Hold on with me, please, Deborah.
You got it.
Thank you. Again, Whose Children Are They? At salemnow.com. Running a small business without HR? Talk about high risk. It's time for Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours, so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. First, Bambi's HR Autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Then, your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance, available by phone, email, or real-time chat. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month, no hidden fees, and cancel anytime. Bambi has received thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and their customers are four times less likely to have a claim filed against them. Go to Bambi.com/Prager right now for your free HR audit, spelled Bambee.com/Prager. Bambi.com/Prager. Hi, everybody. I've been reading to you from Christopher Rufo's article. He has obtained the full curriculum documents of the Chicago area Evanston Skokie School District 65 and what they're teaching kids in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten. Quote, when we show whether we feel like a boy or a girl or some of each, we are expressing our gender identity. There are also children who feel like a girl and a boy, or like neither a boy or a girl. It's beautiful. Why would anybody send their child to a school in the Evanston Skokie School District? And very much on this subject, a documentary has just been produced, just put out at salemnow.com. Whose Children Are They? With Deborah Flora, the producer, I'm speaking. So I asked you, Deborah, how many teachers are on board with teaching kindergartners that they're not a boy or a girl?
You know, I think that there are those that are because they have been products of the teachers' colleges that are also pushing this agenda. Many are not. Really, the culprit in all of this are the teachers' unions, because those teachers who don't agree with this, they're bullied basically into submission, or else somebody else will teach it. Those that are true believers, and we need to find out who are doing what. But the real force behind this are the teachers' unions, their ideological partners, such as Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and other organizations. And that is at the heart of it. And the documentary exposed this and where it's going on. But even deeper, Dennis, as we were talking about, is an agenda to make the state really the ward of the children. You know, we moved from education to indoctrination. And when academics are plummeting, and this kind of teaching for kindergartners and preschoolers is skyrocketing, it's time for parents, grandparents, citizens, people of goodwill to take control of our school systems again. We have just abdicated, and it's time to take that control back and really make sure we know what is going on.
So I'm torn. I want everything you said to happen 100%. But if I were a parent today, I would take my kid out of school. And if you don't agree with me, please feel free not to agree with me.
No, I agree with you. Here's what I have said to people everywhere that we're talking about this. There is the immediate damage being done, and then there's a long-range goal. Yes, for instance, we put our kids when they were in elementary school into a private Christian institution where we knew what they were teaching because we already knew what was coming along. But the reality is not everyone can do that. Certainly, if you're aware, pull your kids out. And then we have to do both. We also have to now take the long approach of reforming and completely remaking our public institutions, because there will continue to be children in these schools. It is a part of our future, and it is what is changing the trajectory of our country, of our future generations. And so we can take care of our own children, but we also have to address what's going on through a lot of different ways. For instance, if you are voting for a school board, if those school board candidates are funded by teachers' unions, vote them out. If you have legislators, demand legislation where the money follows the student, not the system. It's a multi-pronged approach. Yes, make sure your child is safe, but then we have a country and a future and other children to look at as well.
Right. So I we're really fully in agreement. I have grandchildren now, and one is 11 and one is 6. They go to, in your case, it was a Christian school. In my case, it's a Jewish school. There's no sex education in the school. They teach them, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, bad doctrines, conservative doctrines like that. But it would never occur to them to talk sex to kids. That's not what school is about. The very moment it started, many of us called, I guess, I don't know what we were called, prudes. God, I mean, if I have such libertarian views on adult sex, I would be the last person to qualify as a prude. But I have a zero interest in sexualizing children. Do you know the great... forgive me for noting this, but... So I'm writing a Bible commentary, the Rational Bible, and I point out one of the great victories of the Bible was to desexualize the family. It desexualized God. Every God in the history of the world had sex, except the God of the Bible. And the and family life was saturated with sexuality. And the Bible got rid of both. I mean, not fully, it still exists. But now, with the rejection of the Judeo-Christian value system, the sexualization of children has returned. It's like an affirmation of the destruction that ensues after the end of religion in our society. Listen, you're doing great work. I can't push this hard enough, my friends, those of you watching or listening. Whose Children Are They? Is up at salemnow.com. Any final thought?
I completely agree. I mean, here's the thing. I am encouraged because they have hit this Marxist radical agenda, sexual agenda, has hit at the place that hits each and every one of us the most, our children. We're seeing an uprising, a renaissance of the American citizens starting at school boards and moving across the country. But we have to gather together so this movement reaches the tipping point and doesn't dissipate. We cannot go back to sleep. Go to whosechildrenarethey.com and join the movement. See the documentary at Salem Now, because this is the future of our civilization and the innocence of our children. And together we can turn this around.
That is entirely accurate. Well, God bless you for your work, Deborah Flora.
Thank you. God bless you as well, Dennis. I appreciate talking with you about all these things and our shared values.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go to Whose Children Are They? Or SalemNow.com. You know what's shocking the left? I read them all the time. We're fighting back. They can't believe it.
Well, this PragerU piece.
Oh, like the PragerU piece in Daily Kos. They just can't believe we exist. We didn't lie down and let them ruin our world. It should give you a smile. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code Prager, or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Prager. That's what we do. Big attack on PragerU and Daily Kos. We want to thank them for the attention. 500 comments, you should read it. All disseminate hate, misinformation. In 500 comments, not one example, nor in the article itself. Yes. So if you have an MIT scientist saying that global warming is not an existential threat, then that's misinformation. Everything they differ with is misinformation. It's exactly what Putin says in Russia. You differ with me, it's misinformation.
New Zealand says.
What's the woman? And you mean the Prime Minister of New Zealand?
Yeah.
If you don't hear it from us, it's not true. If you don't hear it from the government, it isn't true. Is that what you're looking for, Sean? I can tell. I read his face, folks, like I read a book. His face lit up when I said the Prime Minister of New Zealand. This is one of the great quotes of the last 2 years.
You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. COVID-19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you else you see, a grain of salt. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth.
I forgot the line in the middle. We're the single source of truth. So it's an interesting thing. How come I've never said that in 40 years of broadcasting? I am your single source of truth. I've never been caught in a lie, because I don't lie. Frankly, my nature is such that it's very difficult for me to. It's not a heroic act that I don't lie. I find it very hard. So I don't sleep well at night, and I like sleeping well at night. But I would never say to you, I'm your single source of truth. I want to be your a source of truth. But it's very important to me that you hear other views. That's what we liberals and conservatives believe, unlike the left. We want you to hear other views. I immerse myself in other views. There's a woman who hung up last hour. I was about to take her call. She said, the summary from the screener was that I must get my information or my talking points from QAnon. It's a common thing on the left. We really don't have an original thought. We get it from somewhere. So for the record, I don't have a clue what QAnon is. I know you'll think I'm making this up. I swear to God, I don't know what QAnon is, and I never went to their site, if they have a site. The only time I ever hear QAnon referenced is on the left to smear every opinion they differ with. You got it from QAnon. I have these views before QAnon existed, I presume. I don't know how long QAnon exists. Again, I don't know what it is. I have no interest in it. But if you can't handle our arguments, that's a great way to dismiss it. You got it from something that is contemptible. Here's an interesting call, if it's for real. Boynton Beach, Florida. Is your name Happy?
My name's Happy, but I'm actually in Siesta Key. Your screener messed that up.
Wait a minute. It's a little odd. I can see where they could get two letters wrong.
But no, my last name is Boynton, like Boynton Beach.
Oh, I see. You're okay.
My name is Happy Boynton.
Is your real Boynton okay? Before you say anything, I'm just curious. Yeah. Were you given the name Happy at birth? Were you assigned Happy?
My birth name was Todd, and I hated it.
Uh-huh.
Hated it.
I see.
And I finally freed myself of it.
All right. And are you happy, or is it only your name?
I try to be happy. I'm angry today, which I don't usually get. So when they asked me for a comment, I said, ask the gentleman why he's mad. It is a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I'm learning about you today. I didn't know about you before we started listening on the beach today.
Really? That's fascinating.
And
why did you even start listening?
Because my best friend is a very big follower of yours.
I see.
And we just spent the morning arguing about Sith and labels and our wives who love us both dearly, left the room in disgust, and we're ruining the one beach day we have. And then we got to the beach, and he turned you on, and I said, sure, I'll call. I lost a bet. I'll go call Mr. Prager.
All right, so hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm really curious. Hey, everybody. I'm speaking with a man who has taken the name Happy. He didn't like his original name, his assigned name, to use the current jargon. He's in Siesta Key, California. Excuse me, Florida. Siesta Key, Florida. And let me get this right, because I'm having a ball with you, my friend.
I hope to last. I think I'm down to 5%, but I'm a long-time, first-time listener, long-time caller. I love the show, and it's my first time listening today.
I didn't quite follow. How, you love the show today? Because this is your first time.
I've only found you today.
So with all sincerity, you can't love the show in 2 hours.
I'm sitting on a beach in Siesta Key. I've left my friends to stay on hold.
All right, so okay, you're right. So wait a minute. Yeah, so I'm a little unclear. Wait, hold on. So I'm a little unclear. Yeah. You made a bet with your friend. What was the bet?
The bet ended with me calling you because I didn't want to do that. He knows I'm disagreeing with everything you're saying, but he loves you. Him and I love each other, so we have to find common ground. And I said, you know what? If I win, you come play pickleball with us. If you win, I'll call Dennis Prager. He did his part. I'm going to do mine just for fun. So I called in to talk to you.
This is a riot. By the way, I want to thank you, even if you don't agree with me at all. I do want to thank you. First, you're fun to talk to. Secondly, I am going to do an hour one day on people who hate their names.
Call me. I love it. And my mother, God rest her soul, my mother, who's not dead but will be when she hears this, it feels bad that she gave me the name Todd. She doesn't realize she caused me pain. It's not her fault. It just happened. You know, she loved Martin Milner and Route 66. And because of that, I've spent my life with this name that makes me sound like I should be at the top.
What is wrong with Todd?
That was a long time for me.
What if she had named you, like a lot of Hollywood actors do, their children, Moon?
I could have been a Moon. I could have pulled that off. Dennis, I kid you not, if I had to give you my bio quick, I'd say lifelong Republican, recently turned independent to Democrat. I'm a white cis male. I think I got that right.
You did.
I'm a he. I have a lesbian daughter, and my toes are painted pickleball yellow on the beach right now that I'm staring at. And all of that is true, and you got me with you try to tell the truth, and I live my life by that, my friend.
Well, you were fun. Thank you. I still don't know what you differ with. And for the record, I have a lesbian niece who's married to a woman. I love her. I love her wife. And let's see what else. My wife and I are godparents to a gay couple's children. Should they, God forbid, die, we are the moral instructors of their children. Even though I hold to the religious position that marriage is to be between a man and a woman. But I love these couples. I don't find it hard in life to maintain standards and be loving in the personal. A lot of people do find it hard, both right and left. But I have found it not difficult. What do I call it? I call it standards in the macro and compassion in the micro. That's been my position.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's a goofy name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
I don't understand it. Wait, I think it's hilarious, but I don't get it. How did you find that? Where did you know that from, Sean? What is wrong with Todd? All right. We heard it. All right. Fair enough. Cracks me up. But we're doing an hour one time. People who hate. I want to do an hour on people who hate their names and people who hate their pet. Because we have a dear friend, Joel, who might even be listening, who had a long time hate relationship with his dog. The dog hated him, and he hated the dog. His stories are legendary. God. You got to laugh or you go nuts. All right, that was fun. Wow, this woman's been waiting 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 49 seconds. Arlene in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello.
Hello, how are you, Dennis? Thank you.
Yes.
I am calling from Myrtle Beach, Dennis, because I have some beautiful news for you that I think you and your listeners are going to really enjoy. There's a group of us in South Carolina, both Christians and Jews, who have been preparing large-scale concerts featuring Israel's Violins of Hope, which were played in the Holocaust by Jewish...
Uh-oh. Just died out. Too bad. The woman waited 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 49 seconds, and then lost the connection. I feel bad. But she was going to say something. The reason I took the call... I was going to say that they were going to have for Holocaust Remembrance Day a concert in honor, I think, of Bulgaria. This is extremely unknown, and I'm a big believer in publicizing goodness. I've studied goodness as much as evil because goodness is much more of an aberration than evil. And Bulgaria saved nearly all its Jews. And very few people know that. Very few Jews know that. It's really a story that should be known and told. Remember going to Bulgaria? Because I speak Russian, I can get along in Bulgaria. I went there in my 20s. And I've always had an affection for Bulgarians. I went there a few times. I'd love to go back now. I'm so curious what the post-communist Eastern European world is like. We shall return in a moment. I'm Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.